Good morning. My name is Keith, and I'll be your conference operator today. This is the DocuForms conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question and answer session after the speaker's opening remarks, and instructions will be given at that time. I'll now turn the call over to Patricia Cruz with iAdvize. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I am very pleased to welcome you to DocuForms' second quarter 2018 earnings conference call. Joining us today from Mexico City are Chairman and CEO of DocuFormas, Mr. Adam Villactor, Mr. Hector Esquivel, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Eduardo Limon, Investor Relations Officer, and Mr. Ramon Barrera, Investor Relations Manager. They will be discussing the company's performance as per the earnings release issued yesterday after the close. If you did not receive the report, please contact iAdvize in New York at 212-406-3693, and we will add you to their mailing list and email it to you immediately. Please note that this call is only and questions from the media will not be taken. Any forward-looking statements made during this conference call are based on information that is currently available, so please refer to the disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on this matter. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Adam Villactor for his presentation, so please go ahead, sir.
Well, thanks, Patty, and good morning to everybody, and thanks for joining us on this second quarter call. Here to review our performance. I think the story of the second quarter and the first 6 months of the year is basically one of capital deployment. I think you're going to hear themes that we've already talked about in the past. It's one of revenue increase. It's one of portfolio growth, and it's one of margins generally coming back into line with, you know, with traditional standards. We had a little problem with the margins because of increased costs in the second half of last year, as you all know, but that they're coming back into line. And also profitability, which is well in line with our plan. So Ramon is going to go into more detail in terms of the financials, but in general, I'm very pleased to report our results as of the midpoint of this year. As I mentioned, they reflect a deployment of the capital which we received as a result of the bond issues. So we had a portfolio growth of about 36% year over year, and that grew to about 5.5 billion as of June, 5.5 billion pesos as of June 2018. We would expect that to grow to just over 6 billion pesos full year. So we're well in line in terms of portfolio growth. So the portfolio growth also contributed to an increase in our top line revenue. That grew to 640 million pesos year over year, which is about a 40% growth overall. In the second quarter, it grew about 16% quarter over quarter. So I think in general terms, our team has been doing an excellent job in terms of origination, both with existing customers and with developing new business. And we continue to focus on the traditional markets, which are basically the mid-sized companies in Mexico with ticket sizes of about $1 million. Typical largest ticket would be about $2.5 million. So basically in the market that we've traditionally serviced. You could probably note, as you look at the numbers, a better NPL ratio dropped from about 6% to 5% again over the last couple of quarters. In terms of portfolio growth, I mentioned that we had a portfolio growth of about 36%. The leasing portfolio continues to be our largest portfolio at 73% of the total. And we also have seen substantial growth in the equipment financing portfolio. We're also making some investments in our real estate portfolio, which is a product that we've talked about in the past. As I mentioned, our margins are starting to recover. We traditionally had gross margins of about 45%. They were hurt by the increase in interest expenses, and it went down to about 30%. Now we're back into 32, 33, 34 range, and we expect to see a gradual improvement as we move along. And that also contributes with a, you know, an expense control that we have also contributes favorably to both our operating expense operating income margin and to net income. Just talking a little bit about the net income. In terms of net income, we're reporting $103 million for the first 6 months of 2018. That was impacted favorably by some FX gains. So on a more normalized basis, we're around about 45 million pesos. Our net income budget for the year is 164 million pesos, and we think we're going to be on budget for the full year. So I think in general terms, we're very pleased because we're on plan both in terms of revenue growth, in terms of net income performance, and in terms of overall portfolio growth. Again, Ramon will go a little bit more into detail in the financial analysis. From a macro standpoint, as you probably know, the second quarter of 2018 was kind of volatile in Mexico for two reasons. One was the upcoming presidential elections, which took place, I believe, on July 1st. And the other one was the whole dialogue negotiation with NAFTA, which is also, I believe, progressing well. In terms of the election process in Mexico and the results, I think they ended up being a lot more favorable than the market expected. And now I think we've gone into a much more stable macroeconomic environment, and actually a lot of optimism has come back into Mexico. So that's in terms of the macroeconomic environment and how we see that. We see a lot of stability going forward. A new president is coming into is negotiating on good terms with all sectors of the Mexican economy. We made an announcement yesterday about the investment of the funds in our company. As you recall, we announced months ago that the Abrash family of funds was going to invest more capital in the company, and also the Alta Growth Capital Fund was also going to invest in the company. We expected that transaction to close in the month of June. As you're probably aware, Abrash went through some corporate difficulties. They went into a voluntary liquidation. So that took us a little bit more time than we expected. But we now have confirmation that the transaction will conclude in the month of August. So we should be expecting to have a new shareholder structure and also about $24 million worth of new capital in the company in the month of August. So that's also very, very positive in terms of news for the company. In summary, I think everything is on plan. We're very pleased that things are going the way they're going. And I'll be happy to take some questions in the Q&A section. And at this point, I'll turn it over to Ramon for some more color on the numbers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Adam, and good day to everybody. Turning now to our financials, I am pleased to say that the format had a solid second quarter performance thanks to a successful deployment of the bond. Once again, revenues reported double-digit growth trends in both quarterly and accumulated basis of 16% and 40% respectively. Our constant success comes from our non-stop efforts throughout the year of spotting business opportunities that better benefit our company's vision. As of June 30, 2018, our product portfolio reached 5.5 billion versus 4 billion same period last year, excluding real estate. This 30% year-over-year increase was mostly driven by our lease and credit line. The real estate assets represented 6,066 million pesos, up 53% versus June 2017. In terms of our costs, this increased 38% second quarter 18 versus second quarter 17 due to three factors mainly. Firstly, higher interest costs associated with the increase in revenues. Secondly, an overall increase in financial expenses derived from the issuance of the senior notes. And thirdly, an increase in interest rates overall. Operating expenses totaled 66 million, up 35% versus same quarter last year, also associated with improvements in top line. It is important to highlight that although this line item represented an increase in terms of pesos, percentage-wise, it remains stable, which demonstrates an adequate cost control by the company. Turning to the net income, this quarter results were greatly impacted by Forex volatility, contrary to first quarter 18, where FX benefited us as the peso appreciated in second quarter 18, we saw the opposite effect. After the first quarter 18, the peso rapidly began depreciating against the US dollar, resulting in an FX loss and an increase in the valuation of the hedges. Consequently, the Coformas reported a net loss of $12 million. Excluding this effect, net income for the second quarter 18 would have been $45 million. Moving on to the balance sheet, as of June 30, 2018, assets totaled 6.2 billion pesos, an increase of 40%, driven mainly by an increase of accounts receivable of 1.1 billion pesos. Total liabilities reached 5.4 billion, an increase of 47%. However, continuing with the strategy of strengthening the Coformas balance sheet, we shifted most of our short-term debt to long-term debt compared to June 2017, resulting in a decrease of 40% year-over-year in our short-term liabilities. Our leverage ratios as of June 30, 2018 were 5.7% for financial debt and 1.2 times for non-financial debt. Our portfolio runoff for the next 4 years equals 4.9 billion pesos, which compares favorably to the financial debt of the company. Moreover, we maintain a solid financial position reflected in a 6% increase in stockholders' equity from 736 million in second quarter 17 to 783 million in second quarter 18. In terms of return on average assets, we reported a 3.9% and a return on average equity of 27.2%, showing an improvement in our margins versus last quarters, as Adam mentioned earlier. Finally, NPL levels show an improvement of 50 basis points versus 2017 to 5.5%, as our total portfolio continues to increase while credit defaults remain unchanged. This pretty much completes my remarks. Thank you very much for your attention. I'm going to turn the call back to the operator for the Q&A.
And at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touch-tone telephone. You can remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Once again, star and one on your touch-tone phone. We'll pause a few moments to allow questions to queue. We'll take our first question from Adrian Garcia with Invesco. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, Ramon and Adam. Thanks for the call. I just have a couple questions. Let's start with the first one on net revenues. While you do see a increase from a year-over-year basis of 16%, there's a decrease on a sequential basis from Q1 to 287 from 354 in Q1 of this year. So, did you see a deceleration in the economy due to the the uncertainty around the elections and the NAFTA negotiations? And do you think that's gonna affect going forward?
Yes, the answer is yes. There was a lot of volatility, uncertainty in the market in the second quarter. I think people expected if AMLO was selected, there would be more volatility, and the opposite has proved to be the case. So we think that between now and the end of the year, there's going to be stability in the market. Let's see what happens when AMLO finally takes office. But I think it's very positive. AMLO is negotiating agreements with the economic players in general. I think he's doing a pretty good job. So there's a lot more optimism right now. You can see in terms of the exchange rate, a lot less volatility. I think we're positive, and I think in generally the perception that we have of the market, that it's positive going forward.
Okay. In terms of the net income, it's as Ramon pointed out, it's negatively affected by 132 million valuation on the real financial instrument. Can you explain me, walk me through a little bit, how does that work, and what is the expectation of this going forward? How is this instrument booked.
Okay. So, you know, maybe the financial people can help me on this if I get stuck, but basically we bought a hedge or several hedging instruments with the different banks, and we hedged at an exchange rate of about 19 pesos to the dollar. So basically that's fully hedged for the full 5 years, $150 million for the full 5 years of the issue. Now that those hedge instruments have a valuation which is given to us by the, you know, the counterparties, the banks, and that is either a negative or a positive effect depending on what the rate of exchange is. So if the rate of exchange goes above 19, say 20, 21, then the hedging instrument is positive, and when it goes the opposite way, then it has a negative impact. And this is what we're looking at in the second Q. It's usually counterbalanced by the exchange FX exchange components. So if you look at the numbers, in that quarter we have a positive FX component of about 180 million, I'm sorry, loss, and a positive on the derivative, which is revalued because of the exchange rates. If you need some more detail on that, I think, you know, our finance people could probably help you on that. But that, in general terms, the nature of the instrument, the nature of the hedge is to go the opposite way of the, you know, the FX impact, and therefore, you know, that's the reason for the hedge.
Sure. So, and final question, your cash position at the moment at Q2 ends at 549 million pesos. What is the expectation for the rest of the year in terms of the deployment of that cash and your needs to further issue more debt to fund the growth of the portfolio?
Well, I think we have an adequate you know, capital reserve. I think cash reserve. So we feel very comfortable going forward. We have the new capital injection coming in, which will be about another approximately 500 million pesos, which is going to help cash and help equity. So we're going to have to deploy that, and that's also positive. And I think that by the last quarter of 2018, we'll be probably going out and maybe looking to get some new long-term debt to ensure the rest of the year and going forward in 2019. So we feel that we have a very comfortable cash position, and we can deploy that cash going forward.
Okay, more or less, on a quarterly basis, how much do you grow the portfolio?
Per plan, it's about a billion pesos, 900 million pesos to a billion pesos. That's at contract level. That's at agreement level, not at cash investment level. So about a 900 to a billion pesos.
Okay.
So we could probably go, and we're shooting for a target of just over 6 billion pesos at the end of the year, which would be, you know, probably about a billion and a half, 2 billion pesos in origination, less the runoff of the portfolio.
Understood. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
As a reminder, it's star and one for questions. We'll go next to Raul Ramirez with Ice Canyon. Please go ahead.
Hey guys, I think most of my questions have been answered. But Adam, you mentioned that for the year, you still have you're maintaining your target net income. Did you say 160 million pesos? Just
yeah, 164. Mm-hmm. Yes,
164. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and then you expect the money from the capital injection to come in August, so it'll be a 3Q event, right?
Yeah, we expect it to come before the month is out, so that's why we made the announcement yesterday. We made the announcement locally, and we've received confirmation from both Alta Growth and Abraj that they, you know, that we can close the transaction before the month is out. So there's been a little bit of uncertainty, as you know, around the Abraj situation, but I think they're sorting things out, and I know they've made a capital call for one of the funds, and that's been, my understanding is that's been fully funded, and now they're in the process of the capital call for the second fund, and that should be fully funded within a couple of weeks. So we expect to be able to get this closed by the end of the month.
Great, that's good. So and then in terms of the competitive environment, are you seeing any change, material change in pricing, or ability to or in terms of quality of customers, from what you can see right now?
Well, not really. I mean, we've been able to maintain pricing, even though interest rates have gone up. We can't pass that on to the customers. I think we're priced where we where our market expects us to be. In terms of competition, Unifin is kind of out there, and other than that, Ingenium is another competitor of ours that we see occasionally. But again, as we mentioned in the past, we believe the market is so vast and not so well serviced that we don't see too much competition out there. We're aware of a few leasing companies who are starting to grow right now. There have been, I don't remember the name, but I think a couple of private equity funds have invested in leasing companies, so we expect to see some growth there and probably increasing competition. But I think we know our market pretty well, so we don't see any, we haven't seen so far any significant changes in the market. In terms of quality, it's just the market that we've known and serviced for the last 20 years, so again, we feel comfortable there.
Yeah, so you're still, your underwriting standards are, you haven't changed them at all?
Or yeah, pretty well the same.
Certainly
we
not
have more capital. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Continue, sorry.
We've increased our ticket a little bit, but, nothing, out of the ordinary. We continue to like ticket amounts of between $1 million and $2 million, so that's where we're staying. And we see, a lot of appetite there for the type of product that we offer. As I mentioned, the second quarter was a little bit slower because of the macroeconomic environment, but we see that recovering now. Once the elections they've passed, and also we're waiting for news on the NAFTA negotiation, which we also expect to be coming forth within the next couple of weeks or so.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
As a reminder, it's star and one on your touch-tone phone for any further questions today. We'll pause to allow any questions to queue. And it appears we have no further questions. I'll return the floor to Adam Vector for closing remarks.
Okay, so thanks everybody for joining us on this call, and thanks for listening to us. I think we are reporting good news, and we look forward to continuing our communication with you and speaking to you on the next quarterly call. Thanks, everybody.